This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis-based artist Damon Davis works in many forms, from visual art to hip-hop records. His profile has grown steadily in recent years. Now the Luminary Gallery on Cherokee Street is showing an exhibition that Davis calls the culmination of his years of art-making collaborations. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin tells us, for this show, Davis wrote myths and fables featuring black deities to counter stereotypical notions of blackness.
Damon Davis's new gallery show is a sprawling multimedia exhibition. It has photographs, sculpture, a short film. The list of materials he used includes two ram's horns and a wooden case built to hold sewing supplies.
The show is called Darker Gods in the Garden of the Low-Hanging Heavens.
There is a ton for the viewer to dig into here, and it helps if you've done some background reading. The works here all fit into a detailed mythology Davis composed. It tells the story of 12 new gods, black gods, who watch over the black experience. They're seen in digitally manipulated photographs Davis took of people he knows. One photo is of a man whose eyes are eerily absent. There's a hole in his torso, and his skin has a rough and weathered patina.
And he is the god of the ghetto children, of the people that's forgotten and the people that you throw out. The poor people in primarily black communities that figure out a way to make something out of nothing. And all of those people that you look down on, but the opportunities weren't there for them, and so they figure out how to do something else. The god that cares about those people.
Then there's the young child with three eyes, called Blake the Great. In Davis's mythology, he was the god of creativity, but had his inspiration stolen by a pale horse who tied him down with gold chains.
The pale horse could only mimic the creativity that this child god had. And it's a kind of an ode to just black American culture and how it gets used by white people and how it gets stolen and reappropriated and done kind of like what they can learn how to do it, but the soul is always missing in a lot of these. And popular music for the last 150 years has come from black ghettos. And it's come from black people and ingenuity and making it up and some of the worst circumstances too.
Some photographs have offerings of flowers beneath them, giving the appearance of a shrine. Local poet Jackie Germain is writing an essay for the show's catalog. She says Davis is taking negative stereotypes about African Americans and the whole Western notion of darkness as something to fear and turning all that on its head.
Blackness is a central focal point, but it isn't seen as being aligned to death or isn't seen to be aligned to evil. It's being aligned to like majesty and grace and elegance and power.
As a maker of art, Davis pretty much does it all. He co-directed a film about the Ferguson Uprising that came out last year, and he recorded an album to accompany this show, which is the largest of his career so far. One hallmark of Davis's work is collaboration with other artists, and that's on display here. From Audrey Symes, who choreographed a dance seen in the short film, to the folks at Citizen Carpentry, who made the black charred wood frames that hold some of the pieces.
Damon has always been a person looking out for others, creatively, physically, spiritually.
That's Kevin McCoy, who's putting together the show catalog with his wife and artistic partner, Danielle McCoy.
It's just Damon being a conduit, as always. He's always trying to incorporate so many different eyes to make something really great.
So, is Davis asking a lot of his audience here?
Yeah, anything worth having, it got to take a little work. I had to work to make it happen, so I just asked my audience to just meet me halfway. Meet me in the middle, you know what I mean? And some people like it, some people won't.
One piece of Davis's mythological vision will come to three-dimensional life at the show's closing party on July 12th, when that dance in the film, which is about the creation of the world, will be performed in the gallery. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.